One of the biggest tsunamis of the 20th century was generated by an earthquake off the coast of the Aleutian Islands on April 1, 1946. While a series of waves hit Hawaii, then California, and even South America, causing destruction and deaths, a local tsunami 13 stories high devastated a Coast Guard lighthouse on Unimak Island. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reports.
Those who study tsunamis have long known that earthquakes and underwater landslides possibly triggered by the quake deliver a 1-2 punch when it comes to creating the series of destructive waves. But one event in particular has puzzled researchers. The 1946 tsunami that was spawned in Alaska reached Hilo, Hawaii, with devastating results. Paul Whitmore, director of the West Coast and Alaska Tsunami Warning Center, says it's an odd case.
We're still not sure exactly what the magnitude on that was. Originally, it was assigned a 7.4, but later studies show that it may be up closer to 8.5 or 8.6.
But the wave it triggered and the local tsunami, which demolished the Coast Guard lighthouse on Unimak Island and killed the five men in it, was much larger than it should have been. Scientists have studied the event for decades with no answer. Whitmore says one theory is that there could have been an undersea landslide triggered by the earthquake, but so far there's no proof of that.
It looks like from the aftershocks of the earthquake that the earth only ruptured less than 150 kilometers. And that's very small, short amount for an earthquake of that size. So because of that, it had some unusual properties. If it only ruptured that length, it probably had a very large slip on the fault, and a lot of seafloor was then displaced. There's been other suggestions that maybe there was a landslide that accompanied the earthquake, but there's never been any evidence found.
The local wave hit the five-story lighthouse at night. There were no witnesses, but photos of the lighthouse before the wave and its site after tell the dreadful tale. Whitmore says the wave that hit the lighthouse could have been similar to a huge bore tide.
Sometimes tsunamis in certain cases will form a bore or a wall of water, and we don't really know for sure what the wave was that impacted Scotch Cap Lighthouse. There was no survivors of people who actually witnessed the wave. It's not certain that it was a bore, but given the level of damage, that's certainly possible.
In Hawaii, the tsunami triggered by the Aleutian quake clobbered the Big Island, taking 159 lives and causing huge destruction in the city of Hilo.
It would have had to have been huge to trigger the size of the wave that went down to Hawaii, and that should have left some evidence underneath the sea, and we don't find any. So people think today that it was the earthquake itself that generated that tsunami.
In recent years, the Scripps Institution of Oceanography mapped the seafloor in the area of the earthquake and did not come up with any evidence of a landslide. Other researchers have suggested that the earthquake itself was larger than the 1946 instruments were able to measure. The Pacific Tsunami Museum in Hilo, Hawaii, possesses many photos of both the terrifying onrushing wave and its devastating aftermath. Donna Psyche with the Pacific Tsunami Museum looks back.
One of the first things people noticed was a nice little flood of water coming in. The first wave was the crest approaching the Hilo Bay. And most people didn't have experiences with large tsunamis, and so many of them watched as the water came in. Those who knew, as a friend of mine, for example, said he looked out his window, and when he reported to his father that asked him who brought the fish that was floundering about on the front steps. And when they went out to see who was visiting, of course, no one was there. And they saw the area all around the house was wet and the water was receding. Luckily, they knew what they were observing and they ran. And their house was demolished in the succeeding waves.
Whatever the cause, it was the April 1, 1946 tsunami that prompted the federal government to institute the National Tsunami Warning System we have today. Even with the current warning system, Whitmore cautions that those who live near the coast need to pay attention to the signs.
The earthquake itself is nature's warning. That's the best warning you can get. That's the earliest warning you'll ever get, is that if you're on the shore and you feel an earthquake shake for 20 seconds or more, that's a clue that the earthquake is big enough and close enough that it can trigger a tsunami.
He says a strong quake close to the coast can send a wave within minutes. And the five men killed at Scotch Cap, They lived long enough to record that it took 48 minutes after the earthquake for the first wave to hit. I'm Ellen Lockyer.